Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Congresswoman Kat Kamick joining us. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, fellas. Coming to you from a very, very chilly Washington, D.C.
Yeah, it's cold enough here. I don't need it to be any colder, so we definitely feel for you. But I have to ask you, defining what a woman is, I'm going to put you on the spot. Define what affordability is, because sounds like this will be the catchphrase going all the way to the midterms.
It will be. And I mean, it doesn't take a fancy multi-$1,000 poll to tell anyone in office today that that's what people are worried about. I saw the other day in Orlando, there was gas for $2.55 a gallon, which was awesome because we all remember just a few short years ago where it was topping out over $4 in some places. And so when you have affordable gas, affordable groceries, affordable rent, everything is starting to come down, that's when things start actually humming along the way that they should. But it's going to be an interesting push here because everyone seems to think that it happens overnight. It doesn't. We've got 4 years to undo historic inflation and overregulation, just horrible interference by a big government. And we've got a very short time to do it because people, they vote with their wallets. If they say, hey, you know, I'm not bringing home as much money, my dollar's not going as far, it becomes a real issue. And so I know the president has been talking about how people are really going to start to see it and feel it beginning of next year. And that's true, especially when you go to do your taxes. That's where I think people are really going to start to see, oh, this is what the one big beautiful bill was, the no tax on overtime, the no tax on tips, the no tax on Social Security. That's where they're going to really start to see it. But it has to happen sooner. And I think we have a once-in-a-generation opportunity to really lock in affordable policies as well.
But it saddens me that Republicans are not coming out and supporting their candidates. I don't know if you heard the news, but for 30 years, Miami has been, you know, run by a Republican mayor, and a pasty white woman beat a Latino Republican. And so I'm wondering what the heck is going on. And, of course, this isn't the only election where we've seen this kind of thing where the Republicans are simply not showing up. What's going on here?
I think that this is I did see that, and that was pretty heartbreaking to see where we had lost that mayoral race. And it never should have happened. We should have had the infrastructure in place. A couple things on that. One, and we've talked about this before, Bob, Republicans have never been good at the infrastructure. We always seem to parachute in an election year and try to build the infrastructure to support candidates right before an election. And then the election ends and it's like, okay, bye. That doesn't work anymore. Elections are year-round in season and off season. I've looked around the country and you see the Democrats, they'll keep infrastructure, they'll keep campaign offices open, and they're actively registering people throughout the year, whether it's an election year or not. They're keeping that infrastructure in place. So that's a huge issue that we have to contend with. The second thing is we have to stop the infighting amongst the Republicans. Everybody's all in on this. Oh, well, this person's not as conservative as this person, or this person didn't say this about that. And just, we need to stop. At the end of the day, we're turning into the 250th birthday of our republic. And if we want to keep it a republic, as Benjamin Franklin stated, we have got to get our crap together, and we've got to be one team, one mission. And that means focusing on the issues that people care about. Low energy costs, because then that means that gas and groceries are going to be cheaper, but then businesses have an opportunity to thrive as well. And we want to see that happen. So we've got to do that. But then we also got to fix the real big ticket items like health care. We don't have health care in this country. We've got sick care. And if you have a culture in this country that's been all about maintenance rather than prevention, we have to change that. And we've got to be united in saying, listen, it's going to suck. You're going to get attacked. But you have to be bigger than that moment in time and say, it's worth making our country healthy again. It is worth preventing chronic diseases before they happen. And throwing billions of dollars at big insurance companies isn't going to fix the problem. So we have to have Republicans with a backbone that are willing to take those hits so that we can actually fix the dang system.
Yeah, it sounds like the Republicans are kind of caving in and looking at ways of funding Obamacare, these subsidies, after even, you know, the Democrats signed off on it sunsetting previously, of course, when the legislation came out. But yeah, now there's Republicans that say, yeah, we should keep it going for a while.
Yeah, I mean, that's the disappointing fact, is that you've got Republicans in the House and the Senate who are going to side with Democrats to do either a three-year extension of the enhanced premium tax credits, which all that is COVID level, when they bloated and expanded the program heavily and threw $350, $400 billion at the insurance companies and said, hey, make sure that these people have coverage. You know what the insurance companies did with that money? They gave themselves multi-million-dollar bonuses. They didn't improve the system. They didn't improve access. It was such a debacle, and I can't think of a single person who absolutely loves their insurance coverage and their company and has no issues. We have a system that needs to be taken down to the studs and rebuilt again, and it's going to be very uncomfortable. But you've got Republicans that are like, nope, I've got an election coming up, and I need to make sure that I focus on that instead of realizing that you're just keeping people sick. You're keeping them in a broken system so that they can win election. That is not the answer. And so I hope that some of my Republican colleagues see this as the opportunity to actually fix a system which people would actually support, rather than just continuing to fall prey to some of the leftist media hype.
Now, you mentioned the 250th year, the celebration of America, and it should be an awesome one. You've talked about several priorities. Is there any other priorities that come to mind about what you'd like to accomplish or what you'd like to see the House do, or you personally? What are the priorities in 2026?
Well, Bob, I mean, there's so many things that we're working on. I mean, we in our office, we've got a lot of different initiatives, but of course, taking on big tech has been one of ours. We've talked about it, and holding big tech accountable, because let's be honest, you know, Republicans, we're not going to be in office forever, and that's just the way it goes. But I very acutely remember when Republicans were targeted and censored and deplatformed, and that can very easily happen again if we don't take advantage of the moment that we have to actually fix the problems that we have within big tech. So taking on big tech is a huge initiative of ours, and busting up monopolies, and of course, addressing health care, making it so that we have health care, not sick care. Cleaning up Washington, we just passed out of the Oversight Committee our bill, the USA Act, which would require that Congress authorize every program before it can receive an appropriation. I know people think, oh, well, I thought that happened already. No, that hasn't happened in over 30 years. The USA Act, it just passed out of committee. We're fighting to get that on the floor. So that right there would save us $892 billion. But then you look at the work we're doing on regulatory reform through the RAINS Act, largest regulatory reform effort in American history, and every single person listening right now is paying $16,000 more because of the Biden regulations that are still on the books, which if you think about what that means in enforcement and compliance, that's $2.5 trillion that we as Americans spend every year, not in safer products or safer things or better services. It's just enforcement and compliance of regulations that are on the book. And so regulatory reform, cleaning up Washington. I mean, we've talked about the need for background checks for congressional staff and disclosures of whether or not they have dual citizenship for members and staff. That's been a huge push. We have so much opportunity in front of us to actually do the things that Republicans campaigned on for decades. And right. I fear that people are going to let that opportunity slip away for fear of their next upcoming election.
Well, we hope that you keep fighting the good fight, keep pushing like you have been. We hopefully we'll be successful, but we got to keep pushing and talking to people, and you're doing a great job. So Congresswoman Kat Kamick, always a pleasure, and we'll chat with you soon.
Appreciate you guys. Have a good one and stay warm.
Yeah, right on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.